Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Ampod. The track you just heard there was Deeper Underground by Jamiroquai, which came off the Godzilla soundtrack and was featured as a special track on their fourth album, Synchronize, which was released in 1999. Jamiroquai is a funk slash acid band from London, which was formed in 92 and is headed up by JK. They're still going now, although they changed their sound towards a more commercial dance orientated sound, which kind of alienated some of their older fans. I know this is a bit of a random choice for the podcast, but I heard this track the other day and I decided to include it. And to be honest, I think that JK is a fantastic singer and this track is great. In fact, I remember watching Later with Jaws one time and JK was sitting around watching the show. And I don't know if this was a setup, but Jaws got him to sing spontaneously. And JK has the most incredibly soulful voice. Yeah, welcome to Ampod. I trust you're all well, and thank you very much for listening in. The usual applies, there might be swearing on the tracks, or I might swear, so if you don't like bad language, it's probably best to listen to something else. And apart from that, we're going to be playing some new stuff, some old stuff, and everything in between. The next track is Short Road by Wax Stag, which came off his debut album, Wax Stag, which was released in 2008. I don't know too much about this guy, but apparently he's called Rob Lee, and he's from St. Albans. But I heard this track the other day, and I liked it. So, let's crack on. We'll be right back. The track I just played was Modern Jesus by Portugal, The Man, which came off their seventh album, Evil Friends, which came out this year. They were a four-piece from Alaska, despite the band's name, who formed from the dissolution of a previous band called Anatomy of a Ghost. This album marks the first time that the group and Danger Mouse have collaborated together, and it's not a bad album at all. The next track I'm going to play is Hilary Swank by Joey Badass, which came off his third solo mixtape, Summer Nights, which was released in 2013. He is a rapper from Brooklyn who is only 18 years old, but he was signed in 2010, so he must have been around 15 or 16, which is crazy. He's apparently working on his solo album, which is due to be released next year, and it's called Badass, and he definitely shows promise, as this track is brilliant. We don't say swag no more, we say swank.
Xiao Xiao. Hip hop's the jungle. Lost in this time, I'm just trying to get it like a boss in this prime. These fake niggas sublime, life for fine sights. Wishing with fortune, but the price ain't quite right. The slice ain't quite ripe. Still pulling strings, how I fly, but I don't like kites. How they gon' treat Brooklyn's finest? Not as fine as diamonds and fine nights. Surrounded by hard flow like Iceland's. Now we getting icing, finance is nice, and I don't like surprises. I like superb prices rising. It's the least I could do. These verses, prices rehearsing, bright to reverse the island. Still she cursing silent. Got a problem solved. All my pro solids, we all gon' dine. Until then, we mobbing, so don't push me. I'm close to the pussy, even closer to the knowledge. Dropped out of college in advance and hit the ground running like a sense in my pants, honey. Pop was a bummer clot and had a queen bee mummy. I love her to the tissue. Disrespect my blood and it's an issue. She like, is you on the cover for real? You so official. Now go ahead and buy you some shoes that really fit you. I know she always think a little me, but now I got big literally, worldwide and physically. I used to take walks round Little Italy, now I roam round Sicily, and I'm plotting on the millie. Another loud pack, another proud cat. Hey, bound that, hip hop sounds been profound back. Slow down that, metronome nigga. Let it hit home with the specimen. Sean gone glitter, go the nicest trigger. Your true ideology, I can subtract one with a gun. That's true trigonometry, but that will coincide with the true nigga that I'ma be. He's raw poverty, I kick philosophies. Not because I ride Socrates, I ain't gon' beg, but I can please. Ride your socks and sockets out your knees. Fulfill your needs with similes, non-similar. Spit that unfamiliar, put that unfamiliar. For love and vibe, ladies rub your papillas. And fellas beat they chest like they silverback gorillas. It's the new age, children of the crystal healers. Thinking about the fly, try catapult caterpillars. After years of constructing, they start the substance. So I keep my circumference of deep fried friends like dumplings. But fuck that, my nigga, we munching, we hungry. After years of construction, they start the substance. So I keep my circumference of deep fried friends like dumplings. But fuck that, my nigga, we munchin', we hungry.
I see you jigger. Hillary swanking.
Swank.
Alright, I'm off this.
Swank. Swank. Swank.
Make my feet glide so freely. Dance me headlong into the bed of the world. Make my mouth sound so sweetly. Voice me with siren song, so I may lure. Grant me this wish, and you're welcome to my soul. I want to choose when I sleep alone. If my eyes dazzle brightly, blinding my prey, letting me run with the herd, then this heart, so, so cold and empty, will fill me with vigor till I'm fit to burst. Satan, grant me this wish, and you're welcome to my soul, because I want to choose when I sleep alone. Feet shimmy freely, dance me into the bed of the world. Make this mouth sound so sweetly. Voice me with a siren song, so I may lure. Satan, grant me this wish, and you're welcome to my soul, because I want to choose when I sleep alone.
The track I just played was I Want to Choose When I Sleep Alone by Martin Rossiter, which came off the album The Defenestration of Martin Rossiter, which was released in 2012. Defenestration, I love that word. He used to be the lead singer of a band called Gene, who were around from 93 to 2004, and they broke up as they thought they were stuck in a rut. This album has a lovely honesty to it, and yeah, you should definitely check it out. The next track I'm playing is Zan Man by Pond, which came off their fifth album, Hobo Rocket, which was released this year. They were a five-piece which was formed in Perth, and the original idea was to get everyone they wanted to play into kind of like a collaborative musical group. They share three of their members with Tame Impala, who I've featured on the podcast before, and have now found their own fame, but Pond is still going, and here's a brilliant track by them.
Yeah. you apply some pressure, I like to wait to see how things turn out. If you apply some pressure, what happens when you lose everything? You just start again. You start all over again. What happens when you lose everything? You just start again. You start all over again. What happens when you lose everything? You just start again. You start all over again. What happens when you lose some pressure? Apply some pressure. You lose some pressure. Apply some pressure. Apply some pressure, you lose some pressure. Apply what happens when you lose some pressure. Apply some pressure, you lose some everything. When you just start again, you know that I would love to see you next year. I hope that I am still alive next year. You know that I would love to see you in that dress. I hope that I would live to see you undress.
The last track I played was Apply Some Pressure by Maximo Parr, which came off their debut album, A Certain Trigger, which was released in 2005. They are a five-piece from Newcastle who formed in 2001 when they discovered the singer, Paul Smith, covering Superstition by Stevie Wonder in a pub, and then asked him to sing in a band. They were signed by Warp Records, which was definitely quite unusual since Warp is, you know, traditionally electronic. And I heard this track and it was so different from everything else that was out at the time. They've gone on to be a band with massive pull, but over the last few years they kind of enjoyed less fame. But their first two records are absolutely fantastic. The next track I'm playing is Solar Maximum by Mujur, which came off their second album, Solar Maximum, which was released in 2012. They are a duo from America, and one of their members is the drummer from a band called Zombie, not to be confused with the dubstep producer, but this particular album has a wonderful kind of spacey, epic synth sound, and I love this track.
Thank you.
The track I just played was Romanticize Me by Pissed Jeans, which came off their fourth album, Honeys, which was released this year. They are a four-piece from Pennsylvania, and as you can tell, they play loud, noisy punk. Apparently, their live shows are quite full-on, with their sound being quite nasty, and so I put them on the list of bands that I need to see. Right, I've only got two tracks left. The first one is going to be Dodecahedron by Beth Jeans Houghton and the Hooves of Destiny, which came off her debut album, Yours Truly, Cellophane Noise, which was released in 2012. She is a singer-songwriter from Newcastle who started writing songs in her teens and then relocated to LA to record her debut. It's a really lovely little record, actually, and she's rather good at songwriting, so you should check it out. The last track I'm playing is Ha by HTRK, formerly known as Hate Rock Trio, and it came off their debut album, Marry Me Tonight, which was released in 2009. They were a three-piece from Australia who relocated to London, but unfortunately one of their founding members committed suicide, but the remaining members have decided to stay together and release their second album. I think this track is stunning, and I hope you do too. I think that's about it for this week. Cheers.
Last night I dreamed of dodecahedrons. My eyes were bleeding with crimson. I tried with all my might to release them. These golden demons, may they take flight. Salvation to which we bow.